There was a question that somebody asked yesterday on the Ta'anit. Even though it's after the Ta'anit, but it applies to all Ta'aniyot. The question was, is it permissible to handle foods on a Ta'anit? Are you allowed to touch food? Is the lady allowed to prepare the machalim on the day of the fast? Or for that matter, person goes to the market and he's shopping for food. Is he allowed to come in contact with the food? What's the she'ela? Gezerah, that he might come to eat the food. So really the Taz in Siman Tafresh Yudbet in Sif Katan Chetz brings down from the Turmat Adeshen that he says Tov lehizaher shelo ligah be'ochalim b'yom kippurim. That when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's better not to touch the ochalim. Gezerah shema yishkach v'yochal. Gezerah that he might come to eat it. Kibo b'chametz v'pesach. Similarly, he says just like in chametz on Pesach, even though it's not your chametz and everything, you shouldn't touch the chametz. Ela shelo nagu lehizaher beze. But he says the minhag is not to be careful on such things. So the Taz writes, why are they not careful? He says, Legabe Yom Kippur, who's going to come to eat food? The ema of the day, the fear of the day is so severe that even if he's touching food, he's always remembering it's Kippur. So we're not worried on Kippur that he might come to eat. Regarding the other Ta'aniyot that are Medrabbanan, so the Rama writes in Siman Taf Ayin Aleph, Mutar Lishmor Matzah V'Lefarera Be'erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, the Rama writes, you're allowed to take the matzah and you can make it into matzah meal. You can crush it up into small pieces. Now we know that matzah on Erev Pesach is asur, but it's only asur midrabbanan. So we can infer from this Rama that when the isur is only isur midrabbanan, like hametz be'erev Pesach, it would be mutar to handle it. The truth is, that's the ra'aya of the Pri Hadash. Pri Hadash holds from this Rama, we learn that Ta'aniyot, like Shavuot Seba Tammuz, Shabbat, that the Isur is only Midrabbanan, it's mutar to handle. Hacham Avadiyah brings an interesting remez to this halakha. There's a halakha that says that a Jew is not allowed to sell ma'akalot asurot, things that are asur. You're not allowed to have a business in selling things that are forbidden. Halakha is only when these things are forbidden min haTorah. Why is it forbidden? Why can I have a business of selling, let's say, ma'akalot asurot, nevenot utrefot? So the Rashba writes in his Teshuvah, it's because gezerah, if you're going to be selling them, you might come to eat them. However, the halakha says, if the isur is only isur rabbanan, it's mutar to sell it. Hello, what do you see? That isur rabbanan, they didn't make a gezerah that you might come and eat. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, on the day of the Ta'aniyot, it will be permissible to handle food, especially a lady that wants to feed the children or prepare the seudot. They don't have to worry, and we don't make gezerot when it comes to isur the rabbanan.